Over to you, madam.
Thank you. Oh, so another wonderful subject today. Bruce is speaking on, and obviously the songs will also reflect, and it's Jesus Forgives. And where would we be without that? We wouldn't be here, that's for sure, would we? So I'll just pray, and then we'll start the morning with praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Praise him, ever in joyful song. So, oh, thank you, Jesus, that we can come here this morning to worship you, and we have so much to thank you for, so much. And as we look at the fact that we are redeemed sinners, Lord, we can celebrate every day of our lives because of what you've done for us, what you did for us on the cross. Lord, thank you that you didn't leave it there, but we have the resurrection through your resurrection. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for new life because of you. We could go on thanking you, but we're going to praise you in song now. So thank you, Lord. Amen. So praise him. Wesley's this morning. So we're going to sing, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, my great. great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. And I'm sure you're all aware that it repeats in places. So Eunice assured me that we'd be able to lead this.
Thank you, Eunice.
Yes, thank you, Eunice.
No pressure.
Forgiveness. Let us pray. We come to you, our Lord, very conscious that we have not pleased you at times, especially when we have thought only of ourselves. Please, Lord, forgive us for all or anything that has spoilt our witness. You have called us to love all people and to be your ambassadors, sharing the truth of the salvation that you have made possible by dying on the cross of Calvary. We want to say how sorry we are, Lord, and to receive the forgiveness that only you can give us. We thank you, Lord, that when our sins are forgiven, then they will never be held against us again. Your forgiveness is matched by your love, for you are so faithful to us. So, Lord, as we come in repentance and faith, may we be restored and ready to be your faithful witnesses wherever we are. We thank you, Lord, for life here on earth. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you guide and care for us. We pray, Lord, for peace in this world. We pray for all people in need, that those needs might be met, and that we might show love to people who need desperately help for one reason or maybe another. And Lord, we think of those that can't be with us. We think of Rita, who's in considerable pain. We pray, Lord, that her date for the operation will come soon. And Lord, we pray the same for April, because she's waited so long, Lord, and has still no idea when that operation will take place. We pray for Emma, who we heard about last week, and her family. Lord, be their companion at the loss of their one. And Lord, we pray for Stuart. Oh, it was good to see him the other day, Lord. But Lord, we want you to be his constant companion. Keep him strong in his faith, Lord. Be his healer. Be his wonderful friend. We pray for John and Margaret. Oh, Lord, must be very difficult not being able to just walk out of your home on your own. Lord, keep them safe. Be their companion. And then, Lord, we want to pray for each other. We pray for Richard. We pray, Lord, for healing for his hearing and his sight. We pray for Jilly and for Robert. Be with them both, Lord, and continue to equip and empower them for their service to you. We pray for Brian. We pray also for his daughter and for his son. And we thank you for answered prayer, Lord. It has been great the way that you have responded to our prayers. And we want to know, Lord, that you will continue to bless Brian and his family. We pray for Deborah. Lord, we thank you for her, and we pray that you would continue to strengthen her faith. Equip and empower her, Lord, as she seeks to serve you. Lord, there are times when she has pain, and we pray, Lord, that you would be her healer too. Then, Lord, we pray for Graham. Lord, it was a long time ago that he came to faith in you. And since that time, he's been through many things. Some have been rather hurtful, the loss of a brother and things like that. But Lord, we pray that you would be his strength. We pray, Lord, that you will strengthen his faith. Lord, we pray for Bruce. We thank you for him. We thank you for the way that he's here before us and does so much to help us in our worship. We know, Lord, that when we leave, he's still here. We thank you, Lord, for dedicated service, and we ask that you would equip him and empower him for his ministry. We pray for Jean. Lord, it's wonderful to see and hear of the time that she gives to looking after Stuart. Lord, be her strength. Be all that she needs. Lord, only she must know of the things and the time that she spends. But Lord, we want you to be her constant companion. We want you, Lord, to keep her fit and happy. And Lord, we pray for Sarah. We pray for her family. We pray for her friends. We pray for her neighbors. And Lord, we ask that you would strengthen Sarah's faith. And we pray that you would be her healer, that you would take away any problems that make it difficult for her. And Lord, next week we will be remembering her lovely father, William. We pray, Lord, that we might remember that when we come to the end of a life with you, then, Lord, it's not the end but the beginning. And we know, Lord, that one day Sarah will be with William. We know that we will be with you. Lord, we thank you. We pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we pray that you would give us strength. Not always easy, Lord, but we always can turn to you and get the strength and the guidance that we need. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you use your Spirit to come, to live within us, to help us all. Lord, may your Spirit be on fire in our fellowship, and may you continually be praised. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're going to sing "Thank You for Saving Me." We have so much to thank the Lord for. And then we're going to sing "Amazing Grace."
Took my sin and shame, sin and
Thank you, Deborah.
Today's reading is Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14. Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put in effect when the time reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we also were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance under the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the glory, to the praise of his glory. Sorry.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So following that reading, we're going to sing, I'm accepted, I'm forgiven, I am fathered by the true and living God.
I am loved by the true and living God. There's no guilt or fear as I draw near to the Savior and Creator of the world. There is joy and peace as I release my worship to you.
Jesus forgives. God forgives. We have one God, three persons, Jesus, the Son, the Father, the Spirit. You know, tragically, as children of Adam and Eve, you and I and all mankind were born in rebellion against God. You see, God is holy, and as one of the prophets in the Old Testament testified, God's eyes are too pure to look on evil. He cannot tolerate wrongdoing. So therefore, for us to have a personal relationship with God, the event of the cross just had to take place. When people receive God's gift of Jesus, they receive a key benefit: God's forgiveness. Ephesians 1 verse 7 again. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Now I'm going to shock you. We have 7 points, but we're not going to be here all night. Don't worry, they are all short. Number one, God's forgiveness is complete. You know, it's important to note that when a person receives Jesus and is born into the family of God, their sins are forgiven once and for all. And you know, when Jesus declared, "It is finished," on the cross, he was speaking of his work of redemption. You see, Jesus died for our sins, for you and mine. Every sin that you and I will ever commit is covered by Jesus' death. So God's forgiveness is complete. Number two, God's forgiveness is permanent. You can probably still remember a particularly painful thing that happened, that someone did to you maybe in the past. Maybe you have forgiven that person of that wrong and you're trying to forget about what happened. But the pain is still there, and we often still remember what took place. But my friends, when it comes to forgiveness, God is not like us. When he forgives, he also forgets. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Number three, God's forgiveness is unending. Yes, unending. God's ability to forgive all our sins does not give us license to deliberately mess up, but it does encourage us to know that when we do fail, we don't need to fear that God's grace will cease, because it won't. God is not a policeman, but he is our Father. In Jesus, you and I are adopted sons and daughters. And because his forgiveness is eternal, our status as his children is eternal as well. Number four, God's forgiveness is shared. You know, one of the great blessings of God's forgiveness is the opportunity that we have to pass that same mercy onto others. God has forgiven us of so much. Shouldn't we do the same for others? A willingness to forgive others is a key identifying the mark of a true believer. And we'll hear more about that next week. Forgiveness from God is man's deepest need. and forgiveness of others is man's highest achievement. And so, such forgiveness should begin in our own home towards those who are closest to us. And then number five, God's forgiveness is consistent. Yes, consistent. God never changes. He has promised forgiveness and supplies it the moment a person receives Jesus as their Savior. And with that forgiveness will come the desire to avoid sin and to stay pure for the Lord. Do you know, while it's true that God forgives sin, it's also true that he overlooks none. So when we sin, we should immediately confess that sin, knowing that God is faithful and he will extend his forgiveness to us. You know, that's what John talks about when he says this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So you see, our relationship with God is a dynamic relationship. And as we continue to confess, God continues to forgive. Confession is not a condition for God's forgiveness, but it is the result of it. And so number six, God's forgiveness should change us. You know, it's wonderful that God's forgiveness is complete, permanent, and limitless. But my friends, we do need to be careful. We do not take advantage of his forgiveness and assume that he will overlook sin in our lives. Each act of forgiveness is an opportunity to learn a lesson, of how to avoid that same sin in the future. So not only should we confess every sin as quickly as possible, but we should ask God for his wisdom and strength in resisting sin. You know, the fact that he is faithful to forgive should motivate us toward holy living. So, my friends, number seven, what does this really mean for us? You know, many believers struggle with some sin they think is too big for God to forgive. And if this describes us, we need to remember that God's grace is bigger than all our sin. Broken relationships are hard to mend. Broken laws have their just penalties. Borrowed and mismanaged money must be repaid. However, God's cleansing love and forgiveness can see us through any and all of these consequences. So, if we haven't experienced God's forgiveness, it all starts, of course, with receiving God's gift, Jesus. We accept his forgiveness, we embrace his mercy, and we trust in his powerful promise that his forgiveness is forever. What a Savior we have. Amen.
So we're going to sing. Oh, sorry.
Dear Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness, and we pray that we might be empty of sin and full of the Spirit. Amen.
I'm going to sing, God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And the chorus goes on to say, freely, freely you have received. Freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. Another Wesley. So we're going to sing, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine.
Can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior?
remember, I don't think I'll ever forget, a lady in our church in Ealing, that was many, many years ago. She would always insist when we sung this hymn that we would have to sing verse 4 again. And these are the words that made her do this. My chains fell off, my heart was free. And that spoke so much to her. It meant so much to her. And it was good, therefore, for being able to do what she requested. I would just like to, if you turn to the back of your sheet, there are suggestions there for prayer. One of them is Sarah Jane, who meets with us normally. We didn't pray for her. We do desperately need to pray for Dennis, Joan, Chris, and Sarah. And it would be good to pray for those who come to the Luncheon Club, because many of them have not got the faith that we share. I wonder, Jilly, could you lead us in prayer there?
Oh Lord, as we think about this wonderful theme today of your forgiveness, Lord, we all here are so thankful that we've received it and you've changed our lives. So Lord, we'd like to pray that today for Dennis and Joan and Chris and Sarah, and for all those at the Lunch Club that don't yet know you. Lord, would you break into their hearts and minds that they would know you, and would we be a witness to you when we see any of those people. And Lord, we pray for Sarah Jane, so often with us, but so often not. And Lord, just be with her where she is this morning. And let her know your presence with her. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Ruth, can I give a notice about Michael Bublé? To disappoint you, first of all, Michael Bublé is not coming to the Willows, but someone who sounds very like him is, and we have heard him before, and he sounds good. Now, in our witness to the Willows, and Kelsey asked me recently, were we booking a table for Michael Bublé? Because he'd seen us pop in last time. And I said, oh, yes, I'm sure we will be. And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we could get a group of us to book a table, even if it's not right on top of, like, where we had ours, or Richard and Rita's party. We were obviously all here. But we could even get a table farther up, and then if you want to come and listen, and if you want to just eat and listen in the background, then that's great as well. But I just thought it would be really good for us to support what the pub are doing, not like every time they have a gig necessarily, but I think Michael Bublé is fairly safe. So, you know, I think it'll be, yeah, great if we could come. So if you could let me know as soon as possible, I mean, today would be great, but yes, I'll tell you when it is. Oh, well done, Richard. Good job, my PA's here. So it's on. I thought you'd all read the board, you see. Friday, 8th of March. And I think they usually start the singing around 7:30 or something. But, I mean, we could book a table for 7-ish. Does 7 work for people? Those who might be coming? Yes. So if we book a table for 7 on Friday, the 8th of March. Yeah, and if you could let me know if you can come. Sarah, I did wonder about your friend Jean and they're back. That'll be great. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and if you can think of anything, anybody you'd like to bring as well. But I think I need to get booking it. So what I might do is go in faith and book a table. But if you could let me know at least by next Sunday. Or if you know definitely today you can't come. If you know definitely today you can come, let me know. If not, next Sunday will be great. Thank you.
And also, can we remind you that Bruce would like some people to take the gifts for the food bank down to his car, because he's busy clearing up, of course. Let us come together and gather. So may the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, ever.